welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 2 of season 19. And today is a very special episode because we've got Lisa Coppola joining me in the studio. So we're going to be talking about her brand new single, Simon's Kiss, that hit the iTunes charts in the UK. And it's really making a buzz in America right now. So stick around for that interview. And we've got 6 of our certified indie songs of the week that we're bringing you today. And last but not least, today's a very special day for me because we're kind of adding something to our entire radio format, and I'm going to be doing a bit of a jam at the end of the 6 certified songs that we play. So stick around if you want to hear me do a little bit of a jam of, I don't even know what song I'm going to do, so I'm going to think about it while the songs play, and then I'm going to do a bit of a jam. And I'm also going to be introducing today, live on my acoustic guitar, the brand new jingle that I've worked out for WOA FM 99. And I'm asking all musicians who tune into the show and who send music to us, send us your ideas of a jingle that you'd like to make for WOA FM 99 and say something about the show and send it over. And we might play this during our different episodes and then let the listeners decide which jingle they like the best. And then we'll give some sort of a prize to the composer of the winning jingle, okay? So we're going to do that. Well, let's get on to the 6 certified indie songs of the week by breakthrough independent artists from around the world. So we kick off with Whiskey, Weed and Women by an artist called Danny Roberts. Now, this is blues, less of guitar blues, I'd say, but traditionally you would basically put this into the blues category. Almost big band, but just a really beautiful song, and I thought it would be a great track to kick the show off with. At number 2, we've got In Your Eyes. Now, this is a country song by an artist called Clark Ford. Now, we've played Clark on our show before. He's hit the charts and everything, you know, with WOA backing him. And he's also been on some of our compilations. So this is a new song that he's written and produced, and it's sung by an artist called Michael Lusk. Now, I must say, Michael's voice is proper country. I mean, this is the kind of voice you'll hear on country's top 40 radio. It's that good. And the song is just beautiful. Clark writes amazing music. So In Your Eyes, coming in at number 2. Number 3 is The Right Kind of Crazy by an artist called Michael Owens. Now, this is almost like alternative punk, you know, but old school, like Deezer or The Knack or Kinks. You know, it almost has that kind of an old school feel by a modern artist almost. You know, it's really cool. I like the guitar play, just, you know, like having fun. They don't give a damn about how, if it sounds produced or not, and it just comes out as live, and I love that sound. So that's at number 3, Michael Owens. And then, of course, we've got Lisa joining me in the studio live, talking about her song and music, and it's just a great interview, so I hope you stick around for that. And then we introduce once again to you Simon's Kiss by Lisa Coppola. And at number 5, we've got Let's Celebrate by an artist called DJ McMusic. That's a really cool name. DJ McMusic, that's it, you know. And it's a dance, kind of pop dance feel. So DJ McMusic sounds really good for that artist's name. And it's a great track as well. And last but not least, we've got a true chill out zone song by an artist called Dear Nella, and the song is called Black Hair Beauty. Now, this is true chill out. You know, we made the Goa Chill Out Zone album series with songs like this in mind initially, but of course we don't get a lot of music in this genre. I made a chill out song long time ago, and it was made under contract with the French government. So I made it for their massive region tourism campaign. And I really wanted to make chill out music, but my market is not chill out music, you know, which is why I produce the Goa Chill Out Zone. But unfortunately, we can't really have all chill out music on that album. But we're hoping artists like Dear Nella, you know, send us more music, because I'm a big fan of chill out music. So we end the show with Black Hair Beauty, authentic, pure chill out music, and I love it. And after that, of course, stick around if you want to hear me do a little bit of a jam. I don't know what song I'm going to do, but you're gonna have to stay till the end of the show to see what I do, what I come up with, okay? Just a little bit of a jam with the guitar for all my fans who tune into the WOA FM 99 radio show. Next week, we've got Adeline Ng and Mark Cannoli joining us in the studio all the way from California, so stick around for that. Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Even if I tried, we stayed up talking till sunrise. Then you held both my hands and looked deep into my eyes. In your eyes, the universe opened up to me. In your eyes, I could see we were meant to. No words can express what I was feeling. you took both my hands and looked deep into my eyes. Looking in your eyes, something melted in me. Looking in your eyes, I was swept out to sea. In your eyes, I saw beauty, unconditional. Of your soul. In your eyes, I realize I'm whole. In your eyes, I see beauty, unconditional love. In your eyes, I see heaven shining.
Right, folks, so I said I'm going to have a very special guest today, and today's special guest is extra special because she has played with me on my last album that hit the Billboard charts and number one in America and the UK for 14 days, 30 days on the top 10 on Amazon Music, you know, so Lisa Coppola was one of the artists of my RIP project, Real Indie Project, and she's with me live in the studio to talk about her brand new single, Simon's Kiss. Lisa, how you doing?
Hey, Oliver. Oh my God, how nice to be on your show finally. I'm so excited to be here.
And you know, we've been doing so much together, you know, music-wise and all that, but we've never had like a radio interview where people get to know you. They know about the Real Indie Project and all the musicians that are part of it, but I think this is a great way for them to get to know you personally, especially now that you've released this amazing new song of yours.
Thank you, Oliver. Yeah, I can't wait to get to know your listeners. Yeah. I know you have a lot of people all around the world, the UK, not just the United States, but all around the world.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting you folks.
Excellent. So, Lisa, tell us about your brand new single, Simon's Kiss. Now, I must tell everybody, be careful, because I'm going to be playing this song as soon as we say goodbye to Lisa. And the problem is, once you hear it, it's a big problem because you can't stop bloody humming it. It just keeps going on and on in your head. So be careful. That's just my warning. So seriously, I can't stop bloody humming that song. What have you done?
I love that you love it. It really sticks in my own head, which is the reason that I knew I wanted to record it.
Right.
And so, you know, this is a song I've been doing as part of my live show for a long time.
Okay.
And people ask me for it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, neither you nor I have been really doing live shows because we're all quarantined.
Yeah.
But even in the live streams that I do, yeah, I get messages from people saying, please play Simon's Kiss.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back into the studio and re-record it. I did record it some time ago,
yeah,
but this is a fresh new go of it.
Super, super. And also, you've got two of your friends, I think, joining you, singing along and stuff like that.
Yeah, so Oliver, one of the things that I decided to do during the pandemic,
uh-huh,
is really truly enjoy and have fun and make sure that I'm working with people that I love. And these two ladies that are on the track with me are good friends of mine, and we actually toured over the summer, the prior summer.
You're right.
In an 80s performance band, so it was like an 80s tribute band, and so I became friends with these women.
Okay.
And we have a good harmony blend together, I think. I think that Chelsea brings a lot of a spunkiness to her vocal, and Gloria brings this beauty. I thought that the combination of the three of us would be really, really something special.
Awesome. It's a bit like, if you think about it, I'm not saying it's that genre, but like the Dixie Chicks, you know, those three girls who've got that great harmony thing going on.
Yeah. And so if you can sing in harmony together,
yeah,
and if you are friends, I think that it comes across in the
yeah
song, and the people who hear it are really inspired and uplifted by it.
True.
You know, makes you want to dance.
Yeah, I also think that musicianship shows, you know, people can see that or hear that somehow when it's like when it's not like a produced harmony by singers that you don't even know, you know, like sometimes as a producer, you know, we get this artist to sing and everything, and then we bring in, you know, professional session musicians to come and put in harmony, like the thirds and the seconds, but it sounds great and all that. It sounds very produced, very manufactured. But when a band does it, who have been doing it together and they've got that connection, you can just feel it.
Yeah, we really had a great time doing this together. I've got some photos floating around out there of what the sessions were like.
Oh, really?
Because the vocal recording, Oliver, was actually done like right before lockdown.
Oh, shit. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool,
and
cool,
so
cool.
We were in the studio together, and it was probably a week later that
yeah
we all, you know, all across the world got the got the memo that you're not allowed out of the house anymore.
I know. Oh, man. So, by the way, guys, I want to tell you, all our listeners in the UK, so the song is hit number 62 or 63. Something like that, in the UK on the iTunes rock charts, which is really cool. But because it was Christmas, I think you didn't really chart much higher, which we really thought you were going to, because that song is based around the UK, if I'm not mistaken.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, tell us a story.
My dear friend fell in love with this guy. They had a very, very quick He was in New York.
Right.
These two people met. They had a very, very brief love affair. And then he went back home to London.
Well, and they never met again?
And they never met again.
Oh,
but they speak every now and then on the phone. They remember each other fondly. But that was it. It was like a brief little couple weeks and...
Okay.
That was it.
But this was based in New York, even though he was from the UK. Their summer romance was in New York City. So
yeah.
Maybe now it's time, since you've had two recordings of this song, now with the second recording, they should have a brief romance in the UK. You know what I mean?
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Perfect music video. Think about it.
It would be.
About music videos. You've made a kind of a... By the way, Lisa, I have to tell the listeners, Lisa's very cool with her video editing and photo editing. A bit like me. You know, I'm into the pro music video stuff. But Lisa is getting into that professional zone now, aren't you, Lisa?
Well, I'm trying. I can tell you that I've gotten involved with Adobe After Effects, and so I'm doing lyric videos for it right now, and I'm working on the performance video. Chelsea, Gloria, and I have all recorded our performance clips, and I'm editing those together. Yeah, I'm working on it.
Also, I remember you used to make these out of the blue. You just come up with these small promos when we were promoting Devil Is Back, my album, with the Rip Project, when you were part of it, and then you just come up with these beautiful videos, and I'll just see it suddenly on Facebook and go, holy shit, who made that? You know, it was really cool. So I knew from then that, you know, you're gonna get really cool with your editing prowess, let's say.
Thank you. And if you need other ones, just let me know. Those little ones that I have as promos, those are easy to make. I'm not giving away any trade secrets. But they're easy to make, so I'll be happy to make you some.
Awesome. So Lisa, tell us what is coming up with your music now. Are you working on something new, or I can't ask you if you're doing a tour, because I don't know what's going on in the US with tours.
Oh my goodness. I would love to tour, but it looks like I'm going to be live streaming just like the rest of us out here for a while.
Okay.
Until it's safe and until it's okay. I did have COVID in October. I don't want to get it again.
Oh, geez. Oh, you had COVID? Like you had it?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had very, very mild symptoms.
Okay.
Thank God.
And so, but you're sure you had it rather than just...
Absolutely. I tested positive. So did my husband.
So does that mean that you can't get it anymore? I mean, this is great to give this information out to people. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, the science on it is a little sketchy, because there aren't too many who have had it and recovered.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know if it makes me immune. I really don't know. But I could tell you I don't want to get it again.
Oh, jeez. But fingers crossed, Lisa. You stay in there, do your live streaming and stop going out there. You know, one of our friends, Devin Lay, who's part of the Rip Project, he was doing gigs every other day in Texas. It's like COVID doesn't exist there. I can't believe it.
Is it hot there? Are they outdoors?
Yeah, it's outdoors. I think most of his gigs are outdoors. But I'm amazed every time he's going, like, Oliver, I'm doing a gig today or tomorrow. And I'm like, geez, man, I'm so jealous, you know, because he can do shows all the time. So, yeah, I spoke to some guys in California, so a band there, and they were like, dude, that's Texas. It's a different country.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Little different attitudes than what are in California.
I know.
But right now I'm getting ready to cut a vocal on a remake of Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Oh.
And I'm doing that with someone based out of Nashville named Bob McGilpin.
Okay.
He's a well-known Nashville producer.
Okay.
But I do have two singles upcoming after this one.
Oh, tell us about those singles.
So 9 to 5, you know, like you know, is a cover.
Nine to five.
I'm doing a little bit of a different take on it.
Oh, I just love that song. I love that song.
Me too. And anything Dolly Parton, I just absolutely adore.
Totally.
And the other song that I'm probably cutting next is something that I co-wrote with a friend of mine named Jeff Tavares, who lives up in Maine.
Okay.
And so we're trading ideas back and forth. Long distance. But you and I both know doing it long distance is actually easy now in the digital age.
It is, yeah. Well, easy when you're working with people who can understand what you want, you know, or you're working with a producer or an arranger who can take part and knows exactly what he wants to do with it, you know, then it's easy. But
right.
But it's very different than when you're together in a studio and your ideas are just popping in, you know. That's it's just a different feel. So how are you guys doing it, you and Tavares?
Just trading ideas back and forth via GarageBand,
okay.
Or you know, just throw up a cell phone and have a lick idea, and then I'll write lyrics to it, and back and forth and so forth.
Right.
Prefer to be in a room with my co-writers.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, we're dealing with the hand we're dealt right now, right?
Absolutely. So Lisa, let's get to your history. You know, like, so tell us how you got into music and where you're from originally. You live in New York now, right?
I live about 40 minutes from New York City.
Right.
And so I travel back and forth quite a bit. It depends. If there's a gig there, I'm in the car and I'm there. Historically, you know, I started singing as a little girl.
Right.
And I was really excited to get out on the club circuit as soon as I could. And I really started singing in the nightclub circuit at age 16.
Awesome.
So,
cool.
Yeah, cool. I was underage. And I remember having to have people sign off on, you know, paperwork for me to be there and do the gigs.
Yeah.
And I came out of high school and right into a band called the Party Dolls, which was kind of like a minor celebrity type, you know, experience for me.
Awesome.
So I walked into this band that was just touring the East Coast like crazy.
Wow.
So I kind of got lucky early on.
Okay. What happened to that band?
That band has since disbanded. It stayed alive, I want to say, for, I don't know, 25 years.
Okay.
Finally, the founder passed away, unfortunately. May he rest in peace, Tom Nigra. But it had a good run. And so anybody who follows me, and if you look into my history and my pictures, you'll see some crazy costumes and big hairdos, bouffant hairdos and beehives. I love campy.
Was this like 80s Madonna-style music?
No, it started with, it was originally the first stint that I did with them in the 80s. Yeah, I'm giving away my age here. But the first stint I did with them, they had been just a 60s girl group review.
Right.
But I came back in the late 90s, Oliver, and did another stint, another two-year stint with them. And they had gone into more of, you know, the decades. They, you would change costumes in between shows. So we would start in the Beehive look, you know, and do the 60s and the girl group stuff.
Right.
And then we would change it into costumes that reflected the 80s and then up to current day. And everything was choreographed and the shoes were crazy. it was really a fun time.
Wow. So, Lisa, do you play any instruments?
Not like you.
do you play? Do you play the keyboards or the guitar? How do you write your songs, basically?
I can play well enough to write.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what I do. I usually chart out an idea and I hand it to somebody who can play a lot better than I can.
Cool. So do you write your songs on a guitar or a keyboard?
Both.
Cool. And if you were not a musician, what would you want to be? Or what would you be, rather?
Oh, you know, what I wanted to be as a kid is a lot different than today. Because if you asked me that in real time, I would want to be a video person, an editor, a filmmaker of some type. I'm really finding a lot of passion in learning this, and I think it's going to get better and better. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a singer, and that was it. I mean, I had tunnel vision, and that was all I wanted to do.
That's amazing. You know, I'll tell you what, Lisa, if once this pandemic is done, and if you somehow get on my WOA summer tour in the UK, which I'm going to invite you, obviously, but if you can make it, we have it every year, but obviously this year we can't. Last year we couldn't, so this year I don't know what's going to happen. But if you do come in, we always have these music video shoots for some of the artists who want to make music videos. So you'll be an artist, but you'd also be a co-producer, assistant director on the video shoots.
Yeah, I would love that.
Because you said you want to do it, so I'm going to open that door for you so you can, I'll get some help, you know. It'll be great.
Oh my goodness, I'm happy to help. And yes,
awesome.
We'll video everybody. I'll help you with the editing, and you know, and I'll sing a mean backup at the same time.
Awesome, that's great. You know, it's not all fun and games. You know, when you do the filming, it's bloody hard work.
So you
get ready for that.
It is. It can be. You've got to do it, and then do it again, and then do it again and again.
So, if you had a chance to open for an artist, which artist would you want to open for?
Definitely Stevie Nicks.
Or what is a venue that you've always wanted to play at or you've dreamt
of? Madison Square Garden or Wembley, of course.
Right. If we found your iPhone today, what's the most embarrassing song that we'd find on it?
I'm too sexy for my...
Oh, come on. I love that song. That's amazing. Those East Londoners, they were, you know, from East London. No one thought they'd be musicians. That's amazing.
It is fantastic.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And okay, Lisa, so before you go, can you kind of plug in your social media, your website?
Oh, yeah. Please do look for me. I have my own website, which is www.lisacoppola.com. I'm on Facebook. And if you look for Lisa Coppola music page, you'll find me that way. I'm on Twitter under Lisa Coppola. I'm on Instagram as Lisa Vox, V-O-X.
And the Real Indie Project, you'll find Lisa there. It's her voice on a lot of the backup voices. Lisa's done a great job on our Billboard Top 10 album. Woohoo!
Oh, my goodness. I want to tell you, it is so funny, folks, everybody out there. I usually put pressure on myself to continuously grow, and I know that many of you out there do that. One of the things that I try to do is continuously grow. So when the opportunity to be part of Real Indie Project came down the road for me, and I knew I had to provide stems. I didn't really even know what stems means. Okay. And to explain to the people out there, stems are exported vocal tracks. Yeah. It's like if you have a low vocal and a mid vocal and a high vocal, it spits them out nicely so that a producer can then use them.
Correct.
And I just said to Nikki Chris, who is also a fabulous artist in RIP.
Yes.
Yeah, I said, sure, I'll get you those stems.
Yeah.
And I hung up the call.
You're like, what the hell is stems?
I said, I better find out what a stem is.
Cool. Well, you know what? You did a great job, Lisa, because we got some great exports that you did of your vocals. And I'll tell you, my engineer, Angus, in the studio, had no problems with yours. Proper levels and everything. I was impressed.
Thank you. I used to have a radio show that I was planning to resurrect as a podcast. It was called Coping with Mondays, and I did that for about 3 years. Who knows? I may bring it back at some point.
Oh, that'd be great. But,
Yeah, but thank you for that.
Excellent. Lisa, it was great having you on the show, and we are looking forward to your new single, especially I'm personally looking forward to the 9 to 5 because that's one of my favorite songs.
Good.
That'd be great. But folks, here it is, one of my new favorite singles. And trust me, remember what I said at the start of this interview, after you hear this song, it's not going to leave your head. You're going to keep humming it. Don't blame me. I warned you before the song starts. Here is Simon's Kiss by Lisa Coppola.
page, it's over. Close the book, we're done. We've been through purgatory, to hell and back. Time to have some fun. Damn, ain't this great? Check the smile on my face. Coming out of the gloom, finally the world's alive and awake. Party in the streets, the war is won. Everyone smiling, time to have some fun. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's dance. Shake off the blues, all that bad news. Come on, come on, let's dance. Dance in the streets, dance in the park, dance on the beach, dance in the dark. It's a celebration, let's celebrate. Come on, come on everybody, let's have some fun. Yesterday, just a memory, bitter that's for sure. But we're over it, it's gone. Don't have to live that anymore. The chains have been broken, the world has awoken. We're back where we belong. Freedom ain't a great life without restrictions. Everybody can relate. So come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's dance. In the dark, it's a celebration. Let's celebrate. Come on, come on, everybody. Let's have some fun. Dark days for sure, not anymore. Nothing but blue skies. Got the blues no more. So get out there, smell the roses, feel the wind, the sweet taste of victory. Let the party begin. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's dance. Shake off the blues, all that bad news. Come on, come on, let's dance. Dance in the streets, dance in the park, dance on the beach, dance in the dark. It's a celebration, let's celebrate. Come on. Come on everybody, let's have some fun. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's dance. Let's dance, let's dance. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's dance. Let's dance.
First jam on the WAFM 99 radio show. This is live, by the way, just going through one microphone, just the guitar, vocals, and, you know, me just jamming. Say you don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Say you don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing, it's gonna be alright. I rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds by my doorstep, singing sweet songs, memories pure and sure. Singing, this is my message to you. Say you don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. I say you don't worry about a thing, hey, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Say you don't worry.
Woohoo!
I hope you like that. Well, it's quite relevant to do that song because of the lockdown that we've gone into again in the UK. So I'm just trying to tell all my fans and my friends and my listeners, you know, just don't worry, things are gonna be all right, okay? Yeah, before I go, I'm gonna do this this little jingle that I worked on. I'm asking all musicians to send in their versions of the WAFM 99 radio show jingle if they can come up with, and the best one is gonna win like a prize at the end of season 19, okay? So this is my version, I hope you like it. Tell me what you think.
Independent music that's mighty fine, only on WAFM 99. Independent music that's mighty fine, only on WAFM 99.
Hope you like that. So that's I came up with that last night in the shower, so I hope you like it. And yeah, so see you next week. Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day, guys.